Welcome to Narratives. This novel, set in the beauty of remote Kakadu, gets off to a bang with a heroine falling to earth in a plane crash. Then her real troubles begin.
You're in for a special treat this week, folks. We're on our way to Kakadu National Park for 5 fun-filled days of adventure. This exciting journey kicks off with a sightseeing trip with our guide and pilot, Dave. Dave waved over his shoulder. Kakadu is a cultural landscape that's been shaped by spiritual ancestors of the Aboriginal people since the creation of time. It covers almost 20,000 square kilometres, and during our short stay, we'll see spectacular wildlife, monsoon rainforest, open savanna, mangroves and high stone plateaus, just to name a few. But right now, I'm going to catch some sleep before we land at our remote runway in the middle of Australia's World Heritage listed national park, Kakadu. See you soon. Madonna turned to the camera and smiled for a further 10 seconds. That's a wrap. Dave's voice crackled over the intercom. Hello back there, folks. Now that Madonna's done her piece, I'd like to point out some of the beautiful scenery. Below us is the heart of Kakadu, the East Alligator River, so named by a 19th century explorer who mistook our crocodiles for alligators. It's one of the 4 great rivers that Kakadu life depends on. I'll bring the plane down for a closer look. It's usually an excellent place for wildlife spotting. Abigail felt the plane's nose drop and looked over Spencer's shoulder, trying to see out the small window. Dave's slow drawl oozed from the speakers again. It's our lucky day, folks. Those of you on the left-hand side can see we've heard of wild brumbies. Look at them beauties run. Ooh, where? Tony jumped up from her seat and Abigail looked up at her in disgust as the girl craned over her shoulder. Tony, get back to your seat. Dave sounded serious. But I love horses and I missed it. Look, go back to your seat. I'll turn around so we can see them out your window. We're ahead of schedule anyway. Abigail groaned but refrained from commenting. She shook her head at Tony and mouthed, sit down. Seated again, Tony pushed her nose up against the window and Abigail felt the plane lean over. She glanced over at Madonna's window. The sky disappeared, revealing nothing but dense treetops. Green vegetation flashed by. To her horror, she guessed the plane was just 50 metres from the ground. The cabin shuddered and she dug her fingernails into her chair. Suddenly, the engine stalled. For a long moment, whistling wind was the only noise. The engine sparked again, and when the plane lurched forward, Abigail was thrown back into her seat. She let out a breath she'd been holding. What the hell was that? I'm sure it was nothing, Spencer patted her arm. Dave's microphone crackled. Sorry about that, folks, but no need to worry. This little baby's built for saving lives, not losing them. The plane's wings were parallel to the ground again and skimming over the treetops. Abigail remained rigid, her fingers still gripping the arm of the chair. She couldn't seem to make them let go. The plane tilted into another turn and the sky disappeared from Madonna's window. Moments into a steady arc, the engines coughed and the plane bucked. Abigail's stomach lurched. When Spencer's grip tightened painfully over her hand, she knew they were in trouble. The right propeller ploughed into a gum tree. Tony screamed as her side of the plane was cloaked in an explosion of leaves. Brace yourselves, we're going to crash! Dave's voice was panic-driven. The plane ricocheted off trees, tearing metal squealed in her ears. Charlie started praying loudly, and in that instant, Abigail knew she was going to die. She bent forward, wrapped her arms around her calves and squeezed tight. As she studied her $400 shoes, the plane hit. The nose took the full brunt of the first impact. Abigail would have been thrown from her seat if not for the seatbelt biting into her flesh. A huge chunk of metal tore from the base of the cabin, and the gaping hole gave her a close-up view of the forest below. Charlie's prayers turned to screams. Abigail stared blankly at a red stain on her shoe. She wanted to wipe it off but couldn't move. Her fingers bit deeper into her ankles, and Charlie's scream faded as if it was no longer in the plane. She squeezed her eyes shut, wishing she could cover her ears to block out the horror. The scream abruptly cut off, and there could only be one reason why. Her eyes shot open just in time to see a branch the size of a man's chest smash through the side of the plane. It sounded like a freight train slamming into solid wall. Abigail turned as Tony was flung from her seat. The girl's dead weight dropped brokenly onto her. Searing pain shot up Abigail's back. Her world twisted. Her stomach lurched. Everything went black.
You've been listening to Kendall Talbot reading from her novel, Kakadu. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.